You needn't be a communist to care about your community.
Be careful, you guys.
Community Garden with Oscar Perez.
And this week we have Ihaya from the Otara Waterways and Lakes Trust speaking to us about the projects. And so I just started to ask what exactly it is that they're doing and what he's doing as a community coordinator and organizer for the trust.
In my role of community coordination, kaitiaki coordination, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to find, just connect with the community a little bit more, and what the Lakeways and Waterways Trust, what we're trying to do is we're trying to get the community in on helping with a couple projects to preserve the environment, and just pretty much, there's a very wide range of things that they do. So I've been employed under the LEAP program. And pretty much what they want me to do at the moment is just help to, we're just trying to get more people interested in helping out with, community environmental projects. So that's what my role is.
Awesome. What's the main kaupapa for you guys behind, with the kaitiakitanga around rivers and in the environment?
Pretty much, we just kind of want something for the next generation to look forward to in terms of the environment. We're trying to let them know that this is actually their waterway, this is actually their land, and this is something that, with a little bit of effort, can be left to their future generations, their children and their children, so on and so forth.
What does that little bit of effort look like for you guys at the moment with all the projects going on?
Okay, so what we've done recently on Wednesday, we taught a couple of the Tangaroa College students. We went to one of the sites and we taught them about testing waters and, little signs to look out for, what it means to have a lot of, bugs in the area, what it means to, what's actually in their waters and how you can tell if it's healthy or not. But we cover quite a extensive range of stuff when it comes to that.
So for you and for the rest of the team that's involved in this, what is the importance of teaching young people about their waters and what's going on in their environment?
Well, I think the importance of teaching young people about the environment, what it essentially comes down to is that if they know the signs to look out for, and if they know the things, there are quite obvious signs of, water pollution and stuff like rubbish hanging around and all the riverways and stuff. But what they don't know is how to, test for the waters. Then you can test what's actually, going into their waters, where there's a leak in drain pipes that could be causing more pollution. And the more signs they know how to look out for, the more they can look at preventing those things and pretty much creating cleaner water for the community.
Trace, and carrying on with that, the importance for making that cleaner water, what is that for you guys? Is it just to preserve the kind of your locality, or is it to make it better, or is it to understand or kind of reclaim that kind of space for you guys?
It is sort of like a reclaiming. It is in a sense a reclaiming of space, but it just means that people are able to enjoy the water more. And I think if the community have a place where they can come and hang out more, where there's, there's trees around and there's a beautiful, there's a beautiful waterway, riverway around, then they can say that they've been a part of that project, and it actually will bring the community closer together once we start, getting that engagement with the community, talking to more people, and then people can go, wow, this is what, the Waterways and Lake Trust have actually created, is this beautiful, safe space where everyone can come and hang out and enjoy the environment properly.
For sure. You mentioned before working with Tangaroa College.
Yep.
What other kind of education programs? Are you just working with them at the moment, and do you have kind of a vision to kind of go into all the local schools and kind of implement programs and teach everyone about this kind of thing?
Yeah, well, I'm new to this role, so Tangaroa College is the first college we've visited, but we've actually got, you know, connections with other schools, and we are looking at implementing these programs where we get to teach to other schools, which I'm really looking forward to. Really exciting stuff.
Most certainly. And you're talking about, I was talking to Judy last week, and it's a huge thing about getting people involved. How can people get involved with this, in, like, if they're in the locality of Otara?
We do have a Facebook page that's under Otara Waterways and Lake Trust. You can go there to find out more, more information. We also have a website, most of our stuff at the moment, we're trying to approach as many people as possible and just get the word out there, pretty much.
Trace, and so we mentioned a few things about expanding education programs, but what else are you looking to do at the moment? Are you looking for more waterways, or kind of just getting really comprehensive kind of cleaning on just a few, or where are you guys going?
Well, we're very local at the moment. We're just trying to clean up. We are trying to clean up the the Otara waterways. But what we are possibly looking at in the future, I've discussed a couple projects with Judy. I've looked at the possibility of possibly having my background's in dance, you see. So I thought it'd be really cool to put on a dance event in the waterway area, and we'd love to have the waterways cleaned up for that and stuff. Thought about zero waste festivals where we can bring people in and just have food and have a good time, really.
It sounds amazing, and kind of really harks back to the importance of community. For you, what is the importance of community in these kind of projects?
The importance around the community is that with a little bit of effort from everyone, matororo, matakororo, ka ora ai tiwi, it's pretty much, if you put in the basket and then I'll put in the basket, then the tribe will have something plentiful to, to source from. And so I think the importance in community is that with a little bit of effort from everyone, it sort of lightens the burden, and then we're able to take the community to a whole nother level. But that requires the engagement of everyone around us.
Well, Cindy, do you think there are any perhaps reasons in the first place that maybe that can not necessarily community had disbanded, but wasn't as strong as it could have been in the first place?
I think all it takes, Oscar, is an idea. All it takes is that one person to seize that initiative and then, pitch that idea to other people, and then we can all start helping. But all it takes is a start, and I believe we are that start for cleaning up the waterways.
I can't reach the potatoes.
Community Garden with Oscar Perez.
I'm going to name this one Cynthia.
Go forth and prosper.